Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Brad Jardis is here in the studio. He is going to tell us about some more Secret Service shenanigans. We talked about them a little bit, I think it was last week. And apparently there's more revelations about some of their behavior down in some South American and Central American countries. 855-450-FREE is, again, the toll-free number here. Also, we can continue discussing North Korea and the insanity over there, and specifically a story about a man who escaped from a North Korean prison camp. But first, we continue with you and your calls. By the way, joining you, it's Ian here.
And Bradley.
And Julia.
All right, let's go and talk to Josh, calling from our very own New Hampshire. Josh, where are you at? You in Laconia?
Ian and Bradley, how are you folks? This is Josh from JudicialChildAbuse.com. I'm in Laconia right now.
Excellent. Also, you're on with Julia as well, so it's the three
of
us.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
I'm super.
So, I think Josh's ears were ringing.
Josh, tell me more about why you called in tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I heard from a little bird that you guys were talking about the family court, and as you may or may not know, that's a particularly sensitive subject for me. And, you know, we are just so... New Hampshire is just such a very difficult state for family relations. It's such a bigoted court system. It is a system that is lawless and without any accountability whatsoever. And, you know, I've been collecting accounts of those victimized by the New Hampshire Family Court, and it's numbering in the hundreds, and those are just the accounts that I've collected. In the past 34 years since Article 73, Part 2nd, Article 73A of the New Hampshire Constitution was enacted, there must be tens of thousands of victims. The New Hampshire Family Court is lawless, and it is because, due in part, the fact that the Supreme Court controls all of the rulemaking, and those rules have the force and effect of law. Therefore,
well, plus they can also, and I imagine this is the case in family court. I know it's the case in district court. They can waive the law anytime they want, or rather waive their own rules anytime they want to. So rule 1.1 of the district court is that the rules can be waived at any time in the interests of so-called justice.
Kangaroo court is
rule 1.2 in the family division.
Yes, that's how they win.
That's how they win. And unfortunately, what you're doing is you're hunting a moving target.
Yep.
When the rules change, and you're playing by the rules, and then the rules change, you're now playing a different game.
Right.
And interestingly enough, I was just in court today, and the rules changed. 1.2 is invoked. And it's just such it's a pandemic problem we have. We have a situation where we have a court of equity, and essentially they're trying to split the baby in half because the legislature... you know, with all due respect to the 100 or so good ones that we have, the legislature just doesn't have the backbone, the spine, with the exception of Bill O'Brien and his other people who have instituted the Redress of Grievance Committee. They need to step up. They need to be men and women about this. They need to reform this state socially, ideologically, and otherwise.
Well, hopefully we'll see that happen at some point, but the political process is just so brutal and frustrating and slow and just awful in general. It can really burn people out. I know that how long have you been involved in this? Because Judicial Child Abuse came into JudicialChildAbuse.com is your website. It does focus on New Hampshire, but clearly this is not something that is just a New Hampshire problem. I mean, families are being abused all across this country by very biased and unfair and, you know, state courts and state DCYFs and things like that. But obviously you can only focus on so much, and you've done a great job covering stuff over at JudicialChildAbuse.com. But how long have you been involved in this, as far as beyond just your own personal story, because obviously you have one of those, but the aspect of covering other people's tragedies?
For about a year and a half now, I've been covering other people's tragedies, and it just, you know, it came to me that the mainstream media is not touching us. They won't touch us, and, you know, it's because they're basically owned by the Supreme Court. So we had no choice but to create our own media. And and I know that you guys have done a tremendous job in bringing the real news about what's going on to people. And we appreciate everything that you folks have done. You guys are true champions of liberty, in our opinion. And, you know, you are right about that, Ian. This is not a New Hampshire problem. It's not only a New Hampshire problem. It's a problem nationwide. And it started with the no-fault divorce, really. Once the no-fault divorce became popular, it became very easy to get divorced and thus the breakdown of the family. And we all know the rest of the story.
Tell me more about no-fault divorce. What does that mean?
Well, the no-fault divorce basically means there are two types of divorces. There's a no-fault divorce, which basically says, hey, we can't get along. We can't figure out how to make this marriage work. So no, he said, she said, no, blame you, blame me. Let's just shake hands and get out of this. The other grounds for divorce are called a fault ground. And there are several fault grounds. And just to give you an example, adultery is one such fault ground. If you catch your spouse cheating on you, and it's become increasingly difficult to achieve a fault-based divorce, but you're actually saying, we need to break this marriage off, and we need to do so with prejudice. With prejudice basically means that someone is to blame, and somebody has to take the heat for it. What happened with the no-fault divorce, it made it very, very easy. Whereas marriage is a covenant, and a covenant cannot be broken without serious consequences, the state involving itself in the marital process in the first place is a major problem.
Right, because exactly. That's what I was going to say. To me, I should be able to leave a marriage for whatever reason I want to. I understand that, you know, some people, it's a really big commitment, but I agree that the problem is the state's involvement at all in the first place. If I'm going to marry somebody, it's going to be a private agreement between me and the person that I love and the person that I want to spend my life with.
Whatever
you flush your boat. I would have a private agreement, and if I wanted to have, you know, prenups or whatever, we could put whatever terms in that contract that we wanted to, and then the contract would specify termination provisions and whatever that would be, and it would be great to have the market decide what sorts of marriages would be out there, and then people would know in advance what they were getting into and what to expect if it were to be terminated. But when you've got the government in there, then it's this third party that basically sets all the rules and, as we've already pointed out, can change all of the rules at any given whim of a man in a robe. I mean, so that's really where the problem comes in. Right from the very beginning.
You brought up the idea that it's a private contract and that you'd rather let the market decide. It really does boil down to free enterprise. And unfortunately, it's become an industry in New Hampshire and all across the United States. But the fact is that when you get married, you are entering into a three-way limited general partnership between you, your spouse, and the state. The unfortunate reality is you and your spouse are the limited partners, and anyone with any dealings with contract law will realize that the limited partners have absolutely no say whatsoever. It's only the general partner. When you buy stock in Microsoft, you're a limited partner. You have no say as to what goes on inside the four walls of Microsoft.
Right.
And that is exactly what's going on with divorce and marriage. So we need to really consider legislating marriage altogether out of the state's control. This would
Bravo.
Be law
Josh.
The book.
Josh, one thing that I think is really offensive in New Hampshire is that if people don't want the state to get involved in their marriage, the state will get involved anyway.
What?
Because in chapter, I believe it's 485, it specifically says that if you live with someone for 3 years and you purport that you're married, that you have a statutorily defined common law marriage. So even if you avoid getting the state involved in your marriage ahead of time, the state will just jump in because the law says, oh, you've lived together for 3 years, so now you're officially married.
Now, how would they just jump in? Wouldn't they need one of the partners in the marriage to bring some sort of a case?
Effectively, you know, one say, you know, a man and a woman live together and things go bad, and then they live together 4 years. One could sue for divorce, and then you're caught back up in the family court, even though you never agreed to a state license.
What if you contract that out? Like, what
I don't think you can. It's a state law.
This is an interesting discussion, and I'm glad you brought this up. Because
Josh, if you want to continue that discussion, you're welcome to hang with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Josh Youssef from New Hampshire. Rather, the website is judicialchildabuse.com, but it does focus on things happening here in the Shire. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. the charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams as well as software that you can use to tune in at m.freetalklive.com.
Now, many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. But that's not the case with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. And their house blend is the kind of cup of coffee that's been enjoyed in this country for decades. To show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. So you can support great coffee craftsmanship at O'NeillCoffee.com. That's O'Neill Coffee. That's Neil with two L's. O'NeillCoffee.com. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. As we continue with Josh, listening in New Hampshire. Josh, you're back on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the abusive family courts and how they are contributing to the further destruction of family relations and making divorce even more of a difficult process than it would otherwise have to be. You were getting into something right before we had to run to the break, so go ahead with what you were saying. Do we have Josh in New Hampshire? Josh, going once?
Sorry, I lost you for just a second there, and I appreciate you having me on, guys, and I'm only going to take just a minute here, but Brad was getting into something very interesting regarding common law, so during the break, I did a quick bit of research. It turns out New Hampshire is only a common law state for the purposes of probate and inheritance, which is good news, but that caused me to be reminded about a very recent New Hampshire Supreme Court case. This is one of the few cases that I've seen in New Hampshire Supreme Court actually get 100% correctly in a long, long time. And it's a case called Mallett versus Mallett. The opinion was just handed down on January 12th of this year, so just a couple of months ago. What happened was 25 years of quote-unquote marriage. They wore rings. They bought property. They had children. They professed to the world that they were married. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden one day, the wife filed a petition for divorce. But here's the kicker. They never got a marriage license 25 years ago.
Interesting.
So the husband filed a petition, a motion to dismiss. And the motion to dismiss was granted, but also the trial court gave the wife, but I'm not sure whether she was cheating or not. I don't know what the circumstances were. But the trial court gave the wife the ability to amend her petition for divorce to include property settlement. So of course, the trial court made a disaster out of the ruling, just like the New Hampshire trial court does. These judges, I just want to comment that U.S. News and World Report ranked Franklin Pierce Law Center number 145 out of 147. That is bottom 2%. Those are the people who run our family courts, the bottom 2% of legal minds in the state.
Hey, Josh, before I run out of time here, Are you saying I was incorrect about that? I did say chapter 485. I was wrong. It's chapter 457. But what the law says, it specifically says persons cohabitating and acknowledging each other as husband and wife and generally reputed to be such for a period of 3 years and until the decease of one of them shall thereafter be deemed to have been legally married. Doesn't that apply to, income assignment or alimony or...
You know, to be honest with you, Brad, I haven't done an exhaustive study on it, but I'm sure going to after this conversation. Just to finish the Mallett versus Mallett story, the husband said, hey, wait a second, the family court doesn't have jurisdiction over property division because the family division has no jurisdiction over property that is co-owned by two unmarried people.
Ah.
So as it turns out, the Supreme Court vacated the decision of the trial court and said, you know what, Mr. Mallett, you're absolutely right. We don't have jurisdiction. So there you have it.
Hmm. So that kind of overturns that statute, basically? I mean, that you just read, Brad? Does that Supreme Court contradict the statute that you just read? It sounds like
that's what it sounds like. And if that's true, that's good because why should people be brought into a contract with the state unless they choose to? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you the case number for your listeners. It's so new that it hasn't actually been recorded in the New Hampshire reports. But if you go to the New Hampshire Supreme Court website under January, the opinion was issued on January 13th, 2012, in re Tammy Mallett and Michael Mallett, M-A-L-L-E-T-T, case number, Supreme Court case number 2011-338. Huh. Very interesting read. And with
Josh,
that,
thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And you're doing great work over at your website, Stop Judicial Child Abuse. Am I correct about that?
Just judicialchildabuse.com.
Judicialchildabuse.com. You think I would have known by now. I've linked to it several times from articles over at freekeen.com. So you're doing great work. I hope that there are counterparts to what you're doing in other states. Are you aware of any of them?
We are not aware of any. We really hope that we can attract some attention to people that are minded similarly in other states. And we appreciate the work you've done as well, both of you, all three of you people over there.
Well, maybe there's a chance this can, you know, things can change here, because if people get active enough, and it seems like you're inspiring other people to take action. I know there's some folks here in the Cheshire County area of New Hampshire that are pretty, you know, enthusiastic about what you've been up to, and a number of them have been coming out to these grievance panel hearings. And of course, the grievance panel is something that no other state has either that I'm aware of. It's a relatively new development here in New Hampshire,
and bureaucrats hate it. So that's how you know it's something good,
right? There've been various.
There's a lot of scuttlebutt about it, and there's a lot of problems. I suspect there are going to be some serious constitutional separation of powers arguments that could rise to questions of first impression at the U.S. Supreme Court over this recent subpoena authority that the committees have recently received.
Well, right, because they used to not be able to subpoena people. Now they have that ability. This is, again, the grievance panel allows the average person to file a grievance with the panel, and then they can the panel hears that person, or they hear all the people connected to that grievance, but they'll also send an invitation to the person on which they are grieving, so the grievance has been filed against. So, for instance, in one case, there's the man in a robe here, John P. Arnold, the guy that sent me to jail for 90 days for standing in front of a cop car. There was a grievance filed against him because he's handled some of these family cases that you've been talking about, and he's missed.
Yes, Dr. Vandenberg's case, he has a petition against John P. Arnold.
Right, so that was heard, and they invited. At this time, they didn't have subpoena power, so they had to send an invitation to John P. Arnold for him to show up and give his side of the story. He did not show up, nor did he even bother sending an attorney, because a lot of people thought he was going to send his attorney to speak on his behalf. But no one showed on behalf of John P.
Arnold. Part 1, Article 8 of the New Hampshire Constitution says all magistrates are accountable to the people at all times. And if that is true, then, wait a second, that's not true.
Hey, Josh, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
thanks, guys.
That's
Josh
Yusuf from judicialchildabuse.com, 855-450-FREE. Great, the guy's doing great work, and the more activism he can inspire, the better, and the more people we can get here, the more folks can help him and, you know, take on the state and hopefully change things for the better. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number here for you to bring up whatever you want, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Julia.
And don't forget those features that we mentioned, or that I've mentioned, are include the news updates. You can sign up and follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us. That's news.freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, if we get a chance, we'll talk about these zany Secret Service agents and what else they've been doing down in Southern and Central Americas. Brad has an update on that story. But I want to go back to where we began this this discussion tonight as we were talking about North Korea. For those of you just tuning in, we were sharing a story with you from thisislondon.co.uk, the London Evening Standard, about a man named Shin Dong-hyuk, who was the only, allegedly the only man known to have ever escaped from North Korean prison camps. Now, of course, North Korea itself is a prison. They do not want you to leave. There are barbed wire fences up on the beach. They are very serious about you staying in North Korea if you're born in North Korea. And it's just a horrible place to live. Anybody that's ever seen a documentary on it would know this. If you haven't, take some time out and go and find one to watch. Just a good one over at Vice. There's a website that's called The Vice Guide to Everything. And they've got some videos they've put up on YouTube. They're very interesting. And there are also a number of them on Netflix that you can download or stream. They're just it's just a fascinating, insane place. And so we were kind of sharing with you his story. He was in a prison camp from birth, so born into a prison camp, was told that he was a criminal. They brainwashed him from, you know, day one, letting him know he was a criminal and he was going to live as a criminal there until he dies.
How does that work? Because I understand brainwashing, but, like, you're a criminal if you do something wrong. So if you were, how could you be born a criminal?
That's just what they told him. You were born a criminal. That's the story. Yeah, and if that's what you've been told your whole life, that's what you're going to believe.
You mean they don't have due process in North Korea?
I guess not.
Well, what I'm talking about is the definition of the word criminal. Like, if you've never done anything bad, you know, if you were, I don't understand that you could be born a criminal, but
your
mom
did something bad, so therefore,
lost in translation.
Your mom did something bad, so therefore you're bad.
Well, the state of New Hampshire says if you put water in a milk jug, you're a criminal. So, I mean, why can't North Korea say if you're born to this person, you're a criminal?
I mean, in some places, if you're born a Jew, you're a bad person, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. You're born a criminal. You're going to be a criminal your whole life. So we're just going to keep you here in this prison camp, where he was raised to believe that doing, following the orders of the guards was the good thing to do. And so he snitched on his own mother and brother at one point, who were planning an escape. They were then tortured and murdered in front of him. And he said he had no feelings at that time. Later on, he did end up creating a friendship with somebody that they had sent into the camp for the purpose of, they told him to get to know this person and basically snitch him out, because they wanted him to find out, I guess, something that this guy did, get him to essentially, he wanted him to confide within him, this other person they brought into the camp. They had they had ordered Shin to befriend him and get the information from him. He did get the information, but he ended up being told so much about the outside world that he was very excited about leaving by this point. He decided to not snitch out his new friend, and in fact, they tried to escape together. His friend was electrocuted in an electric fence on the way out. Shin made it out with just some minor burns, which, as the article points out here, were a small price after years of being tortured. Again, some examples of torture. His body bears many scars. His finger was chopped off by guards, who also stuck a hook through his stomach and suspended him over a fire. So just to give you an idea of how insane.
I can't believe that doesn't kill you.
I guess that he wasn't.
A hook through the stomach?
But they probably have done it before, so they did it again to this guy. He goes on to say that he considered suicide after he got out. Shin's response to the outside world showed just how institutionalized he had become. He said the most shocking moment came the day after I escaped, and so he was still in North Korea at this point, because it took him a month to actually escape from North Korea after he had gotten out of the prison camp. And he says, the day after I escaped and saw North Korean society for the first time, I thought it was paradise. People were walking around without guards. This was the moment that changed my understanding of the world. He couldn't believe how the impoverished North Korean villagers lived, how they moved freely without being beaten. Shin doesn't tell his story for himself. He says, it's not therapeutic. I want the camps eradicated. That's my driving force. I urge people to sign petitions and write to MPs and keep raising the human rights issue. Holding talks and events will put pressure on the North Korean government. I hope he's right. I don't really believe it will. Although that said, the North Korean government is so poor and awful at everything they do. They depend on other governments around the world and charities to send food into North Korea because they're just so pathetic. Again, the communist system fails, and that's what the North Korean system is. It's a communist system, so they can't produce enough food for their own people, even with, you know, basic slavery.
Well, a command economy doesn't work, but then again, neither does ours.
Well, I mean, this economy works to some extent because at least there's some level of ability to create your own products and services, even if you do have to beg permission from the state and pay bribes to make it happen. In North Korea, you work for the state.
Yeah.
And that's it. But again, he points out here that it was still amazing to even see this communist system once he got outside of the prison camp. And when Shin spoke at the meeting of the House of Commons, it was also his first visit to the Capitol in Great Britain. He says, I love what I've seen so far, especially the House of Commons, which is one of the most stunning buildings I've come across. Campaigners like him want the world to know, while other conflicts take center stage, North Korea goes about expanding its prison camps. Satellite images show several have grown dramatically in recent years. It's estimated that up to 200,000 people are held within them, and Shin feels it's his mission to highlight the suffering of those he left behind. He said that people often take an interest only once something horrible has happened, such as the Holocaust. I want the world to know what's happening, because the same thing could easily happen there. What's the point in doing something afterwards? I see raising awareness as my responsibility. What are his hopes for the future? He says, I can't even predict what will happen in 1 year's time. He says, of course, I have hope that in 10 years' time, people will no longer starve to death, they'll be better off, and that one day, I'll be able to return. He says, but that's wishful thinking. So, just figured I'd share the rest of that story with you, of the one man who has that anyone knows of that has actually escaped the North Korean prison camps and survived to tell about it.
It's pretty amazing.
And from the picture
I want to read
paints,
the book.
Oh, that's right. He did write a book.
He
good
wrote
point.
A book. I'm looking for reviews right now because I wanted to hear if it was any good. But
Escape from Camp 14 is the name of the book. Apparently hit the top of bestseller list, so I would imagine there's some reviews out there of this.
That sounds very interesting. I'm speechless.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, for those of you just tuning in, as an example, he was eating corn out of cow dung at one point because the food was so bad. Eating rats, eating their own vomit.
Jesus.
No beds, no furniture, just a concrete house in which they're living in.
I just feel like being in that environment, you would be so disease-ridden and just awful.
Yeah, you'd be lucky to make it to age 40.
Yeah.
It's a concentration camp is what it
absolutely
is.
So, 855-450-FREE, you can bring up anything. Samantha is listening in Austin, Texas. Samantha, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Awesome. So
your name is Samantha?
It's kind of weird. The one thing they weren't able to change is my voice, but, like, my, I guess, given name is Sterling, but of course, Samantha, I am a transsexual lesbian in that, like, I prefer women as maybe any guy would, but not in the same way as far as I don't like, I guess, sexual interactions.
So, one wait, thing, you're a transsexual in that you believe you are also a woman?
No, like, so, I have overgone surgery or the transsexual process of gender reassignment, but I guess they were saying that the voice is something that they weren't able to change.
So wait, you have gone gender reassignment?
Yes, sir.
So you were born a male, but you are now a female?
Yes.
All right, I would like to hear more about your story in a moment. Hang on, Samantha. We'll bring you back. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, if we get a chance, we'll update you on the Secret Service in the remaining moments of the show, which are next. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything he can get. Keep them alone with this affordable
set. And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugars, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here in the remaining moments at 855-450-FREE. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Bradley
and Julia.
All right, so 1-855-450-3733. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, get in touch with ManVentureOutpost.com. They got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't be mentioned. Get an additional 5% off if you use coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. We go back to Samantha, listening in Austin, Texas. Now, Samantha, you say that you are a transsexual, meaning you were born as a male, but you've gone through gender reassignment surgery. Was it surgery that you did?
Right.
And you are now a female as a result of that.
Right.
So what are we calling about tonight?
I guess I was just wanting to revisit last night or Sunday night. I was talking about the Day of Silence and how it reflects upon the LGBT community. And that's
what is the Day of Silence? You have to keep in mind that our listeners may not have been tuned in last night, and none of the three of us were here last night. So what is the Day of Silence?
So the Day of Silence is a day to remember those lesbian, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders that in parts of the world are forbidden to speak because of their differences. Instead of being, let's say, straight or, you know, a guy who likes girls or a girl who likes guys, they are among the LGBT community, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. And so as I am one of them living in a free community where no one really cares, the National Day of Silence is, like, to me, it's to promote my fellow brothers and sisters in that they, while they can't speak, my silence is their voice.
So with the Day of Silence, I have to say I'm a little confused by this. Is the Day of Silence just a personal journey kind of thing? Because if you're silent, obviously you're not going to communicate to everyone else what's going on. Are you going to have like a little flyer that you can hand people while you're being silent? If they're asking, Samantha, how come you're not talking to me? Will you hand them something? Or like, how's that going to...
I wouldn't exactly hand them anything, but at that same time, show them kind of like my ID or, in this case, that form of notification to explain that What does it mean? Please excuse my reasons for not speaking today. I am I'm silent on behalf of the lesbian, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders.
Okay, so you would have some sort of an outreach card, some sort of information
right.
on you
exactly.
to inform
right.
people. Okay, that's good, because I was worried that you were just going to be going around silently and no one would understand. So
no, not exactly.
Gotcha.
Right.
So you were calling tonight about, what about the Day of Silence?
So I was calling in that, do you think that it is wrong to be silent more so with a purpose than to just, you know, hey, Samantha, what's up? Silence. You know, it's like, dude, come on, it's me. Silence. You know, it's like I'm not exactly saying anything. You just get that silent, you know, kind of treatment. But it's on this specific day, which it changes each year. This past 2012, it was April 20th.
No, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with that. I mean, why would I think there'd be something wrong with that? It's a protest day. It's an interesting idea, and people are going to ask questions about why you're being silent. If you have some sort of flyer with which you can answer their question, then I think it's an effective. It seems to me like it would be an effective way to protest. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on this.
I've only heard of it just right now.
Okay, I mean, does it seem like it might work?
Is it just a protest?
Yeah, I mean, right, to stand in solidarity with people that are forced to be silent around the world because they are of the LGBT persuasion.
I'm not sure how effective it would be, but my heart goes out to you. I mean, I certainly support it, and I totally understand where you're coming from.
I think it's going to be effective in that people are going to ask questions. Well, why is that person not speaking? And that's going to lead to you having an opportunity to inform them. So I think it's interesting. And good luck with it, Samantha. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Michael is listening in Cookeville, Tennessee, to WHUB. Hello, Michael.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The North Korea thing. Back in 1989, 1990, for a year, I lived... literally 300 yards from the southern boundary of the DMZ between North and South Korea.
Oh, wow.
And what you were talking about earlier is 100% on the mark. I mean, it just, that North Korea is so suppressed. Those people are so suppressed. I had an opportunity. They have for years been trying to infiltrate, obviously, South Korea. And I had an opportunity to go into three separate underground tunnels that the North Koreans had.
Wait a minute. You're saying the North Koreans are infiltrating South Korea?
No. They've been trying to.
You mean the government of North Korea is attempting to send agents into South Korea?
The military. The North Korean military. These tunnels, I've been into three separate tunnels. I was in three separate tunnels in the year that I was over there. And traveled down, you know, maybe a quarter mile into these tunnels and come to a concrete wall or a steel door and look through the glass and see the North Korean soldiers right there. I mean, they're just, and you could hear the blasting on occasion, maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks, you'd hear the blast and you'd see the South Korean military response units go out and try to, you know, try to figure out where the blasting was coming from, and just, I mean,
what is their purpose? What are they trying to do? Are they trying to send like double agents in? Are they trying to blow stuff up in South Korea? What are the purposes of this infiltration?
They were looking for a way at that point in time, looking for a way to infiltrate South Korea. I mean, there's been a long standing battle between the two countries. I, you know, not battle as in bombing each other, but
right.
You know, there's still from the Korean War, there's still a at least at that time, and probably still now.
There's some serious tension constantly.
Some serious tension, yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But well, I guess I'm not clear with my question. So, did they explain to you, the South Korean folks, what the intentions were of some of these people that were tunneling into South Korea? I mean, was the idea to, you know, send double agents in to live a life and then all of a sudden blow something up, or like what's the intention?
Well, no, it's just to regain the territory that they still, you know, even 40 years after the Korean War, regain the territory that they still felt was theirs. And
wow,
that's
so crazy.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, as though sending these impoverished North Korean people into South Korea, which is
So they weren't civilians.
They're soldiers.
You know, North Korean soldiers.
North Korean soldiers aren't living the best life either. I mean, Korea is a much better life for anyone than anyone in North Korea, except for Kim Jong-il or whoever his successor is, his son.
I'm sure working for the state in North Korea has perks, though.
It's got perks. Like, you get more food and stuff like that.
You get to eat.
Right. But South Korea is going to be a totally different world.
On the flip side, the South Korean civilians do have the majority of them, especially the ones around the major cities, you know, Seoul and there's two or three others that are on the.
Michael, you got about 20 seconds to wrap up your thoughts.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. The South Korean soldiers really don't have it any much better than the North Korean population. Civilian or military. I attended a week-long course.
Really? I would love for you to call in at a later time, maybe tomorrow or whenever it's convenient for you, and tell us more about your experiences over there, because I'm sure you've got more to tell that we can give you time for here, because we're out of it tonight. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Thanks, Michael. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
JaxDice.com. Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you can more chance and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for you.